Hi, welcome to Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. I'm Lauren Johnson, founder of Alexa is a Human. On this podcast, you will hear true personal stories from people worldwide sharing the impact that Alexa as a wake word has had on them. You will hear expert opinions in fields such as technology, education, psychology, and more. We will dive into corporate ethics and responsibility, name bombardment, and how Amazon's choice to use a human name as a wake word is causing young children, teens, and women to experience severe bullying, sexual harassment, suicidal ideation, name changes, anxiety, therapy, identity erasure, and more. Thanks for joining us. Hi, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. Today we have Natalie, and I'm excited to have Natalie on, very grateful actually. Her story is both heartbreaking and motivating at the same time, because many of us as parents have been through this challenge, I guess you'd call it, and her story is motivating, I know, to myself and to many others in our group. So Natalie, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for being brave. And if you want to introduce yourself and just let us know maybe how you started with the cause or whatever your beginning is.
Hi, Lauren. I'm Natalie. I'm based in the UK. I've got three kids, and my middle one was born and her given name was Alexa. She's currently 14 years old, and last year we hit it, pretty much as we were in full lockdown, really bad time with Lex, as we refer to her now, and basically we got to the point where she wanted.
For listeners too, I just want you to know how difficult this is for parents, for the children, and for parents. You know, I shared with other people in this group that it causes not only the children major anxiety, but the parents as well. And so this is not an easy subject to talk about. And that is, well, it's nearly impossible when anything's hurting your child. But then when something is so prolonged and it's such a long time that we've been through this, it's very difficult. So
yeah, so basically last summer we got to the point where Alexa wanted to take her own life. And it was tough. Still is really tough. So from the back of from the back of that situation, me and my husband and I were quite responsive to that. The school were not helpful at all. So essentially after abuse from her peer group, teachers, adults, everybody in her life really, we decided to take her out of the school. But the biggest decision that we were faced with ultimately, and at her request, was that we legally changed her name. So that's what we decided to do on the 15th of August last year. So we've just had the anniversary of her being Alexandra, which, you know, has taken some adjusting to. People are starting to refer to her as Alexandra. It's not the same. She's had, you know, she's a teenage girl. She's had her whole life turned upside down, her identity torn from her, and it's not fair.
It's not fair at all. And people need to understand that this isn't something that these kids or adults, for that matter, have, you know, brought upon themselves in any way, shape, or form. This is just something that came from a large company who made an unfortunate decision, and unfortunately the repercussions are on these kids and on these adults.
This is the thing. It's like my daughter at 13 is having to fight the world with a fight she didn't ask for. She's just a kid, you know. But just the abuse in the street, walking home from school, from teachers, it's just ubiquitous. You cannot get away from it, you know. And she thought that the only way out of this was to not be here anymore. And that's something, no matter what we do and how we try and turn things around, move her schools, cut friends off, cut family members off, you know, change her name legally, we'll never escape this ever, emotionally, never. We'll never be okay with it. And neither will Lexi. You know, people say, well, why don't you go by this name? Why don't you go by that name? You know, she should be able to go by the name she was given without being made to feel that she's not good enough. It's almost like she's a laughing stock because she's called Alexa. You know, we've just been on holiday and for a few days before we flew out, and then the same on the return journey, I was getting anxious and getting ready because her name on her passport was still Alexa, and I was getting geared up for my response for anybody that made a negative comment about it, because that would happen even on passport control when you're checking in. You know, people think that it's okay to make a negative comment about your child's name when it's not. It's a lovely name and these girls deserve it back. You know?
Yeah, and that anxiety of what you're going to face is so real for so many. It's almost, I mean, I don't want to say it's worse than the comments that are made, because it's not, but it is a huge part of it. It's a huge part of the struggle when wherever you're going in public or at all, anywhere during the day or school, you're worried about what someone's going to say to you. And absolutely, it's a very strange feeling.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's at high school now. She's at a different high school to her sister, which has been a challenge. But you do anything for your children, and that's what she wanted to happen. And, you know, it's working for her. But as soon as this is mentioned, it just starts. It's just there underneath the surface. And, you know, I've sought emotional support for her counselling, but nobody knows what to do with this. It's a complete identity erasure. It's like I look through all the things from when she was born, you know, immunisations, for instance. I had to catch up on something because of lockdown, and I open it all up, and it's like I've had two different children. And, you know, now she's a teenager. She's got all these new friends coming round from a new school when it was a birthday this time. And I've had to get rid of anything that referred to her as Alexa, which is devastating as a parent, you know. It's devastating for her, but she seems to have compartmentalised it for now. You know, she's dealing with the name change better because she's referred to as Alexandra a lot at school, whereas we don't hear it as much because we don't see her as that, you know. But we've had to safeguard her. You know, we've had to think about how she goes forward into college, into the working world. Because if she, you know, my husband and I were saying, if she went to go work in a cafe or a, you know, somewhere like that, a cinema, for instance, and she had a name badge on, it's just free rein to people to make fun of her, to make comment to her, to make derogatory comments about her, to make her feel that she's subservient to them. You know, the sexist comments are unbelievable, even the ones that she's receiving at her age. So, you know, as she gets older, that is only going to get worse. So that is why we made the really hard decision to change her name.
It's unbelievable. I will share this with you too, that the first couple of days of school for my daughters last week, they had something at school, which I thought was very nice, but it was supposed to be friendly and get to know each other. And so everyone wore name tags, and it said, hello, my name is. And so for my daughter Emily, like, I didn't even bat an eye. It wasn't that big of a deal. But for Alexa, she had Alexa spelled out on her shirt, and I was just like so anxious and so nervous about it. And she had a few comments. It wasn't one of her worst days, but the same thing happened, and that was okay. But she did have a few comments, and I know that, you know, there was something that happened with one of the teachers. And then the same thing a few weeks ago, she was at a camp and she had her name tag on and it said Alexa. And I brought her into a clothing store. I brought her into a Marshalls after camp. And as we went in, everyone just stared down at her name tag. And it wasn't because she was wearing a name tag. It's because it was said Alexa. And they're looking in there, like taking the minute to like actually look at her name. Like, what? Like, is that a joke? Is she trying to be funny? And then they sort of look away and realize, wait, no, that's her name. But people, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, Yeah, so I understand that feeling of walking around with that name or introducing yourself as that name, and it's just I can't explain the feeling. I can't explain it to people, but it's very strange.
Yeah, my daughter got to the point where she just wouldn't introduce herself. She just would not introduce herself at all, and it's unbelievable actually that they've taken a human name, and they've basically pulled these women back centuries. You know, back to being not equal to the rest of society, you know, and that's how it makes her feel. She had an episode over the summer with some boys, completely unprovoked, and they were just shouting across her, you know, Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that. And she was just, because she was with her new friend, she didn't want to make a massive deal of it. But she can't even just walk to the park without getting abuse, you know, and then I have to step in, and it causes, you know, problems with other people in the community, and it's relentless and it's exhausting, and that's just for me, and it's not even my name, but I'm just always, the anxiety is something I've never ever experienced. I've never struggled with mental health ever, but I've had a really, really tough year, really tough, you know, and that's aside how she is. Like I say, you know, I try and shield her from it a little bit and just say, you know, we've sorted it out now. That's your legal name now. And she does. She's pretty stubborn about it. You know, if I don't, I think I've only had one relapse, but my husband sometimes, if he shouts or if she's, you know, being a bit sassy or whatever, you know, he'll revert back to Alexa, and she'll just look at him nondescript and just say, that's not my name. But you know, it's really difficult. And like I say, I'll never be okay with it. And ultimately, I want to know why Amazon just won't give it up, because the device is not called Alexa. The device is an Echo. The wake names, there are other ones available for some devices. There are an awful lot that don't have the option to change the wake name. But other companies manage it. Other companies can manage to have these devices without it having a human connotation. And I don't know how it's so difficult for them to not see the human cost of their decision. Because believe me, there will be human cost to this. It will get too much for a human Alexa. And then where do you go with that? Because a life is not replaceable. You know, I saw my daughter, the lowest you could see somebody. And that's a tough thing to deal with, because how do we parent through this? What's the thing? I mean, for me, I feel like it's akin to sexism, to racism. People will disagree with me, but I do understand more now other people's plight when they have suffered this kind of thing, you know, when they've been at the hand of discrimination. My eyes have been opened completely to it. Not that I didn't have compassion for these causes before, but now more so, because it's something that I'm experiencing firsthand in my family. And it needs sorting, it needs addressing, it needs they need to change the wake name, because it's a can of worms that I don't know where it's going to end. You know, that there's so many people. I mean, I don't know, is there 250,000 Alexas in the US? I'm not sure how many there are in the UK currently and around the rest of the world, but there's a lot of people that this is affecting, and something needs to be done about it.
Right. I think so. There's about 130,000 to 140,000 in the US, and at least 80,000 of those are children. They're under 18. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, in my opinion, I think that's part of the reason why it hasn't become so apparent to most people, because you have to remember that the voices of these people, the majority are children. They're under 18, and it's much more difficult for a child to speak up than it is an adult. And that's my opinion. But, you know, I think people are starting to become a little bit more aware. And in my experience, I don't know about yours, but it seems like when you do tell someone what the situation is and explain a little bit about it, that they step back and go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize. And it's more of an unawareness than anything else. I mean, of course, you're always going to have bullies, and you're going to have people that are going to say, you know, ridiculous things, and you can't control that. Most children are going to go through it. But I think what's difficult is to explain to people the difference between that and what this is, because it's very different. It's at a much different level. And it's for such a long period of time that, to your point, you know, at some point it's going to be too much for someone at some point. And I wish that Amazon and, you know, just society as a whole would understand that the impact a little bit more. And I think with stories like yours and with people starting to share and show their experiences, that hopefully this will turn around a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I think people need to understand, like when I talk to people about it, they'll say, oh, kids are awful, kids are mean. It's like, no, stop. It's not kids. Because if it was just kids, I could deal with it. But when she's in her English class at school and her teacher is just saying, Alexa, put the light on, and then you see other comments that people make, and you hear, you know, the stories from other parents and other women called Alexa and the variations. And it's not just girls. Some boys have suffered because of the likeness of their name. It's not the same as bullying. It's not. It's on another level completely.
So what are some of the things that people say to her or to you? What are some things that she's dealt with?
Well, I think the thing is, and I think that this is a thing that a lot of people are at the stage with, like you said, a lot of these Alexas are children. We were fine up until she started at high school, and it was literally the floodgates just opened. There was never a comment at all until she left her junior school, which over here is year six. So she will have been just 11 as she left there and started at high school. So she's what? She's 14. So it was 3 years ago now. And I think that's when it was really starting to pick up speed in the UK, because obviously it wasn't launched here until, oh, crikey, I don't even know when it was launched here. But it's just started to grow legs in the last 3 to 4 years, I'd say. But as soon as she got to high school, it just started, you know, on top of all the other teenage problems that you get and starting at high school, which you're kind of prepared for in a way, but then this, it's like fighting everybody that you meet, you know, it's, you don't know what some people's reaction's going to be. And you're always ready to argue back with somebody. And it's not a nice feeling to feel that you've got to be always ready with a comeback, ready with a comment, you know, and for a teenager to deal with that as well, especially against her teachers and such, is a difficult thing to face, really. But she got to high school and it just started. Older kids would follow her home and say things to her in the street, give her commands, you know, some of them not particularly pleasant that I wouldn't like to repeat on this podcast. And it was just the comments and comments and comments, and she slowly started just to recoil and retreat and close down, really. And then early last summer, she a comment was made by someone quite close to her, actually, and that's when she locked herself in a bedroom wardrobe and said she was going to kill herself. And luckily or not, with lockdown, we did have an element of protection in that circumstance. The school weren't really that helpful. So we decided just to take her straight out of the school, and we didn't send her back until we got a place at another school. Unfortunately, it was over the summer break. So obviously there was nobody in admissions. So we struggled to get her moved. I pulled a few strings. I knew a couple of the people at the new school, so I did manage to secure her place, and she went there with her new name, and she seems to be doing okay. But it's not that far away is the school, and there are some kids that have moved to that school from her old school, but she seems to be doing okay at the moment. But every day when she comes home from school, I'm anxious about whether she's had a comment, or whether I'm going to have to send emails, or whether I'm going to have to think about moving her to yet another school. You know, it's always this constant state of anxiety and worry that is really difficult to live with. But every day, if it's a good day, then we just go with it, and we try not to make too much of an issue of it, because for her, she kind of left Alexa back in 2020, and she's trying to move forward. She's not going to be okay with it ever, because that's not who she is. And she does express the desire to go back to being referred to as Alexa. But right now, you know, her legal name has been changed, and that's her choice. You know, I think as well, when I do speak to other parents, I've, as much as it's been tough for her, because obviously she's a teenager and she's had to go through a lot of pain and heartache and get to the point where she didn't want to be alive anymore. She also could be active in that decision to change her name. It was something that she didn't want to do, and we toyed with lots of different versions. But for me, I didn't want to totally erase Alexa from her identity, and that's why we decided to put a few more letters on the end of it. So, you know, and she did get referred to as Lexi a lot, but we used to call her Lexa, you know, which is still okay at home, but she just kind of wanted to draw a line straight under it and be referred to as Alexandra or Lexi, which, you know, has been a real adjustment for us, but we're getting there. But it's still, you know, I turn the TV on, I hear a radio advert, I hear my neighbour and my neighbour screaming at her device, and it hurts. It hurts that my daughter's given name has been just dragged through the mud and continues to be on a daily basis. It sucks.
It really does. I couldn't agree more. You know, I was thinking that, you know, our daughter had a friend here last weekend, and their parents sort of know, they had one of the devices and they called it Alexa, and they've now since changed it. And, you know, they know a little bit about what's going on, and the kids are very good. They'll call Alexa. But I'll tell you, even myself, she was over and she was calling my daughter, who mostly goes by Lexi now. She doesn't use Alexa that often unless like it's a name tag or something, you know, new, like a new school camp. Mm-hmm. But because she doesn't want to deal with it. And she kept saying Alexa over and over, and I found myself cringing. And I love my daughter's name. I think it's a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. But it's caused so many, I don't know, I guess to your point, like weird anxiety issues, which I never struggled with mental health either until this last year or two years probably, mm-hmm. over this, which is why, you know, we all started doing this, I don't know what you call it, project campaign. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, even that was bothersome, and she wasn't even making fun of her, but it's just, you've been through so much that it triggers something. And then, you know, my husband isn't necessarily as active in this. He is behind the scenes, but he's not on camera. Mm-hmm. But I was calling our daughter the other day, and I said, "Hey, Alexa," and I asked her a question in that same tone that you would talk to the machine. Mm-hmm. And he just looked at me like, "What did you just do?" And I was genuinely trying to talk to my daughter, but it's become so ingrained in all of our brains and our lives that it sounded like I was going to make a command. And he knew I wasn't making a command in that way. He just gave me the look like, "Oh, it sounds like that." And so I've noticed he doesn't really call her Alexa at all. He just calls her Lex. And it's very, very heartbreaking and strange. And I don't know, it's difficult to get across, but
I completely resonate with that. That's exactly how I feel, because, you know, to call Alexa, I mean, our other daughter, we shorten her name. So, but I find myself shortening my other daughter's name now more so to compensate for the shortened version of Alexandra Alexa, you know, which, you know, for me, those aren't the names I chose for my children. And we gave a lot of consideration to the names that we gave all three of our children, especially the girls, I think more so than our son. And yeah, there's so much, it's a deep thing, is this. It really is. When you start to really think about it and how it affects, you know, everybody who have a loved one or are called Alexa, I think it's completely beyond anything that we know how to deal with at all.
Well, I appreciate you being on here so much. If there's anything else you want to add, anything you want to say to people or to Amazon, or any stories, you know, on your daughter's behalf, just anything you want to share before we end this, then feel free. And if not, that's okay.
I don't know. I think I've already said it. I just think they need to stop pushing the Alexa wait command, because that's what they're doing. They're not pushing the brand. They're pushing the wake name. And that's the thing that I struggle with, because it's not an Alexa, it's an Echo. And to be fair, I don't think they've put enough ethical research into this. I don't think that they've thought about the human impact of Alexas and the variations, because it's not just girls called Alexa, it's girls called Alexis and Alexia, boys called Alexei. You know, there's lots of people that are affected by this. But I would just urge them to, you know, clearly they can do a change because they've introduced other wake names. Stop pushing it as Alexa or an Alexa. It's an Echo. And, you know, I'm sure that there are options more beyond just using that one wake name and stop. I think they should need to stop pushing that as a brand. You know, I was watching BMW advert the other night and it was just Alexa, 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 Alexa. It's like, no, it's not, no. You know, like they're telling, you know, the commanding the Alexa, voice commanding the car to turn the lights off in the house. You know, this is what I mean. It's just getting worse and worse. And the problem is just not going to go away unless Amazon step up to the mark and own this problem and do something about it.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, people have argued that it's too late and that this will already be like a Kleenex versus a tissue and that the brand is stuck. But I wholeheartedly disagree with that because, to your point, it's really only been a common brand for about 3 or 4 years. And absolutely, if you look at some of like the major sports teams that have changed, they're now changing their names after 100 years. I mean, it absolutely can be done. And I also think that people will forget, you know, there's certain, like video games or, any type of like gaming technology that was out for a certain period of time, but then you wait a couple of years, something new comes out and that's almost forgotten. And they say, oh yeah, I remember that. And so that's my wish for this. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's my wish, is that they just end this, phase it out quickly and call it something new. I don't know about Echo because I have learned through this process that that is also a female name. I think it's Greek. I'm not really 100% sure, but in any case, I guess that is no longer a solution either. So it has to be something that's completely, you know, non-human.
There are thousands and thousands of words that could have been used that have a sharp X. And, you know, I don't think it needed to have the sharp X in the middle. You know, there are other brands of AI device that have a command that work perfectly fine that aren't a human name. I think, you know, the resources that Amazon have, I do think they could come up with a different wake name, and I do think it could be easily rebranded. But let's see what they come up with.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Natalie. I appreciate it more than you know. And I'm sure that people listening will appreciate you being on as well. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Lauren.